Item 2 is a rezoning at 851 Taché Avenue under file DAZ 208 of 2013. In accordance with the City of Winnipeg Charter and the Development Procedures Bylaw, this is a combined hearing and the following item will also be heard at the same time, namely, Item 3 is a variance at 851 Taché Avenue under file DAV 109813 of 2013-D.
You are Riel, I presume?
Yes, I'm Riel Riu. I reside at 851 Taché Avenue.
Okay.
I made a report in writing, so I'll hand over each one.
Pardon me?
I made my report in writing, so I'll hand you a copy so you can follow through.
Yep. There's no opposition yet. No, just the map is here. Information. Okay, go ahead.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Fellow councillors, thank you for having me here this evening. In the spirit of converting this property to best use under bylaw number 96575, also known as the North St. Boniface Secondary Plan, we have identified the property known as 851 Taché Avenue as not living up to its potential. The said property was purchased in order to develop the land to best use, with the belief that the City of Winnipeg intends to acquire Riverbank property in the near future for the Riverbank Parkway, as per Council Minute Number 53, which is the report of Standing Policy Committee on Property and Development, dated October 30th in 2007, and the item number was 13. And there was a review of the Riverbank Parkway land acquisition in a priority file, PR4. You'll see that in Appendix A. And it identifies the west bank of Taché Avenue along the river to be a priority number 2 from 11 sites. This is very encouraging. Currently, a single-family dwelling with a detached garage is situated on the property, which is zoned M2. The property to the west is an abandoned railway spur line presently owned by the City of Winnipeg, registered at Manitoba Land and Titles Office as plan number 3071, and to the north is a vacant property owned by the owner of 105 Heber Street. In the pre-application submitted on September 27, 2012, we were proposing a four-story, six-unit condominium building. There would have been main floor above ground level parking with three floors above, each having two units. This would satisfy the density of 55 units per acre as per the North St. Boniface Secondary Plan. Comments were received on December 3rd, 2012, 2 months' time, from the Planning Department with respect to the pre-application. From those comments, in order to satisfy the water pressure issue, it was concluded a concrete structure would be required. And since a concrete structure will be required, it was decided to propose the building with seven floors. Each floor above the main floor ground level parking structure would contain one dwelling unit. Note that no comments from the Public Works Department in the pre-application report. Keeping the entrepreneur spirit in mind, time costs money. It was elected not to apply for a pre-application, but apply for the zoning and variances immediately possible to mitigate costs associated to carrying the property to fruition. Therefore, a zoning change application, filed DAZ 208 of 13, and a variance application, DAV 13109813/D, has been filed on May 1st, 2013, which was to be heard at the June 10, 2013 public meeting. The planner's report was posted on the DSMI system on Thursday, June 6, 2013, and the report received stated, again, no comment at this time for the Public Works Department, which gave all reasons to believe this was a non-issue, so we continue with the present project. However, there was a report dated May 22, 2013, from the Administrative Coordinating Group 19 days prior to the original public hearing date of June 10th. That's 47 days prior to the new date of July 8th, today, in which I received only 2.5 business days to go ahead, business days. Therefore, we have been working 44 and a half days with an apparent non-issue from the Public Works Department, yet not one correspondence was reported to us. Further to the above interference with this property, these instances of delay also occurred. On May 9th, during the above dates, I received a call from the city clerk, Lisa Hutler. She asked if we would be in support of changing our application date from June 10 to July 8th meeting Our immediate response was no. We replied to her that for every day a building is not constructed on the property, we were losing money. We then asked why we should ask.
We need to talk about the merits of the application, not the chronology of what you went through with the city clerks. If you can sort of talk to the property issues.
Yeah, well, in short, it sums up. If you turn the page to page 3, I believe. Yeah, page 3.
If we do this thing, it seems to me like you want to make an argument that the costs are owners.
The cost that has been presented by the Public Works at the last minute, last hour, doesn't fit into my financial plan. It's not feasible no longer, the building. So therefore, so the result, if I get skip to the result here, the project as presented is no longer feasible unless option 1 or option 2 are ratified at this meeting tonight. Both options are as follows. So the option we got here is remove the Public Works report and substitute it with Public Works requirements to be realized through a local improvement program of some kind. Or option 2 is we need to increase the density. So what we're offering here is there's the existing spur line on the north side of on the west side of the property that the Siwanpeg owns. It's 20 feet wide by 73 feet. It's abandoned, and it's lines adjacent to the west side of the yard. The rationale behind it to acquire this property for a dollar, right? If you read the rationale, the abandoned spur line having approximately 1,460 square feet is no longer needed as a park when the parkway will be from the high bank measured at 100 feet perpendicular to the Red River. We need to pay for the improvements on the 20 feet, of course. And if you see Appendix C, you can see where the park would have been or will be and where the what appears to be surplus land that the City of Winnipeg has. B, we'd have to exercise the request to increase the density at 25% as the north side of a secondary plan, and there's reference to Appendix D as part of the plan. The rationale behind there is in order to pay for local improvements and pay to consolidate the abandoned spur line to 851 Tash Avenue, and provide a new set of building drawings to a new set of building drawing concept to include the new density. C, whereas the city waives both application fees, the zoning and variances, in order for our design team to present a new building. The rationale behind there is if we were to have received the information from Public Works earlier, we could have proposed an earlier date with a proper plan encompassing all the issues. D, the fees as per Appendix B of the planner's report be due and payable at the time of the building permit is issued. And the rationale is, of course, well, monies will be available once we are in the process of construction. And E, that half the cost of the Public Works Department fees be reimbursed to the developer, RealReview or other, once other developers or develop the same adjacent frontage of the approved zone, specifically the following addresses, and those are the properties that are adjacent to the roads that they'll be benefiting from.
Thank you, Rael. You answered a few of my questions going in. I was gonna say you're building a large building on a relatively small piece of land. There's a single-family home that's existing now.
True.
And I was going to ask you, why didn't you negotiate with the city to buy the piece of spur line that was readily available right next to your
property?
Well,
for one, it's because I was more concerned about my property, right? And I wasn't interested at the time to expand the property, to looking for more dollars. One, I just realized that it was available based on realizing that the park only goes up to 100 feet. So then it showed that piece of property would be accessible for development, and it appears to be surplus. So looking for strategies to try and raise money to pay for the road, we're looking at now trying to increase as much land as possible to increase the density to pay for those improvements.
So you can't pay for the road under the proposed development in front of us, but possibly in the future with more land, more density, you can?
Yeah, true. The more density I get, the easier it is to pay for improvements. But the problem I have at this stage is whatever I proposed first was never part of my feasibility study. So my margins are my margins, and there's no room in those in that dollar figure to pay for this, $60,000 improvement.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm not sure what you want to do, because the cost of the cost. I mean, that's the cost of building in that area. So there's not much that we can do about that. So either are you suggesting you want to withdraw the application now, or do you want to lay it over for a meeting to try and sort this out? Or
well, the option is, it is we have one option. We could leave it the way it is if the committee is prepared to waive the public works request and throw in the local improvement.
We can't build a six-story multifamily building on a gravel lot, a gravel lane. Can't do that. Someone's got to put the cement in the road, and both on Obad, not
even
Obad.
Even if you do the local improvement, you still have to pay those charges. They still get a, you're only paying your share of those costs, right?
True.
So those, local improvement would make you pay your share of those costs as well.
But it'll be from the new owners.
But the cost is still there. I mean, they you're still marketing it with that cost hanging over the
new
owner.
Yeah, but it's deferred. It's deferred to the new owners.
Well, that seems to be more to be a marketing issue than a development issue.
You would add it on to the cost of your condos.
Yeah, but I never calculated, and the numbers I come up with, I never calculated that $60,000. Where do I get that from? For example, if my ex was costing...
Did you talk to Public Works through the negotiation prior to this meeting happening?
No, because in the report, I paid an application fee. I expect the planner to have all the information from each department. That's not my job to run to each department. An application fee should have been done by the planning department, followed up with those departments to ensure that they had all the requirements spelled out.
I know, but you said that the report was available Thursday, July 4th. No, it must have been available before that.
No, this is the first time I see how can I explain that? Any requirements from Public Works was posted through the planner's report that was only posted on Thursday afternoon.
Okay.
But so the planning's report was ready May 22nd. So where was it sitting?
No. Good point.
I would have had it, the earlier I could have did the other negotiations.
We recommended adjournment. We didn't attach the servicing agreement to it.
Okay.
So
but it wasn't posted properly.
Because it wasn't posted properly. On that one. But had we... You know, had we been moving forward with the application, it would have been submitted. The servicing report would have been there with our recommendations the same time, like the Thursday before the Monday meeting.
Okay, here's what I'm going to do. We're not going to resolve this one tonight. And there are other issues. There's a big public works yard that's moving from Taché to our new public works yard. There's going to be an EOI for some housing there. There are two industrial properties right at the river's edge that, you know, figure prominently in what happens here. There's a spur line. So I'm going to lay this over to our next regularly scheduled meeting, and I'm going to talk to our administration about solving this.
Do you want to hear the rest of the representation? There's no opposition here to it.
There's no opposition. I don't think we need to hear the rest of the representations, given that we're laying it over. So, you know, I hope people that come out understand. There will be a chance to speak on this once we have more information from our admin, given your position here. So having said all that, I'll lay this over till...
September meeting is...
September 9th? Yes. September 9th in these chambers.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Contrary?